The reading lessons that accompany Pimsleur's Korean 2 follow. If you have done the readings in Korean 1, you will be familiar with the Korean script, and lessons 1 to 10 will be a review. If the Korean alphabet is new to you, however, you may repeat each lesson as often as necessary in order to familiarize yourself with the appearance and sound of the letters. To begin the reading practice, you will need your reading booklet. If you don't have the booklet at hand, stop now and start again when you're ready. Open your booklet to reading lesson 1. Korean is written with the Korean or Hangul alphabet, which consists of 10 vowels, 11 vowel combinations, 14 consonants, and 5 double consonants. As in English, the letters of the Korean alphabet represent individual sounds. The characters or letters, however, are written in blocks, with each block constituting one syllable of a word. As you do the following lessons, please note that many combinations of letters in the early examples are meaningless and are intended only for demonstrating the mechanics of reading and pronouncing Korean. Now look at number 1. This letter represents the Korean vowel that sounds like the A in father. Repeat it after the speaker.
Ah. Ah.
Now look at number 2. The first character is the
hiut,
which looks somewhat like an O with a hat. The sound of this letter is like an English H. Try to read number 2. Always read aloud.
Ha. Ha.
In number 3, you see the Korean letter
niun,
which resembles an English capital L. However, it sounds like an N. Repeat it after the speaker.
Nu. Nu.
In number 4, notice how the letters join together and the N slightly changes shape. Try to read number 4.
Na. Na.
Number 5 contains all 3 of the letters you just learned. Try it.
Han. Han.
Notice how the letters form a block. Syllable blocks are a distinctive feature of written Korean. Words consist of syllables which are written in square blocks, as if in an imaginary box. Each block consists of 2 to 4 characters. In order to fit, some letters must be stacked on top of others. In number 5, the A can fit next to the H, but the N must go underneath. Read number 5 again.
Han.
Look at number 6. Again, the letters form a block. You usually read the letters in the blocks from left to right, then top to bottom. Here's another rule that will help you decipher the blocks. Every syllable block begins with a consonant. Also, vowels and consonants must alternate. With this in mind, read number 6.
Na. Na.
Number 7.
Nan.
The letter in number 8 looks like the Korean vowel A, but without the crossbar. This vowel represents the English E, as in me. Try to read number 8.
E. E.
Now try number 9.
Ni.
Look at number 10. In certain words, the E is slightly shorter. Repeat number 10 after the speaker.
Hin. Hin.
In number 11, it has the longer vowel sound. Read number 11.
Nin. Nin.
Number 12 consists of 2 syllable blocks, each of which will be stressed. Try to read number 12.
Hana. Hana.
In number 13, you'll learn a new letter, the
Giok,
Its sound varies depending on its position in the word. It will have a different sound when it's the first or the last letter in a word than it does when it's in the middle. In number 15, it's the first letter. In this position, it sounds like a K. Try to read number 13.
Ka. Ka.
Number 14.
Gin.
In number 15, this letter is in the middle of the word, where it sounds more like a hard G. Try number 15.
Naga. Naga.
16.
Hagin. Hagin.
Now look at number 17. Here, this same letter, the
기억,
comes last. Notice how it looks much squarer. In Korean, there are no upper or lower case letters, but some letters change their shape when they appear at the front or at the end of a block. When the
기억
comes at the end, it has the K sound. Try to read number 17.
학. 학.
Repeat numbers 16 and 17 together after the speaker, noticing the difference in the sound of the
기억, 확인, 학. 확인, 학.
In number 18, each block has three letters. The second block contains both sounds of the letter
기억.
Read number 18.
한각, 한각.
This is the end of lesson one. This is reading lesson three. Read number one.
작디, 작디.
Number two.
라디, 라디.
3.
박사, 박사.
Now here's a new letter. It looks somewhat like a capital H, but it's actually a combined vowel. When written, it's a combination of the character for A and the one that sounds like a long E. However, it's a distinct letter with its own unique sound, which is somewhere between the A in sat and the E in set. Repeat it after the speaker in number 4.
E. E.
Now try to read number 5. Try to make your pronunciation of the new letter match the speaker's.
K.
In number 6, this letter is closer to the E in set. Try number 6.
Hen. Hen.
Number 7 starts with the Korean letter
미음,
which sounds like English M. It looks somewhat like a square. Try to read number 7.
Ma.
Number 8.
Sam. Sam.
The word in number 9 has three syllables. Remember, each syllable begins with a consonant, which must be followed by a vowel. Try to read number 9. It's a word you know.
하지만, 하지만.
Number 10 shows the Korean letter O, which is similar to the O in home. All Korean vowels are written with straight lines. Try to read number 10.
O. O.
Now look at number 11. Here the vowel comes below the initial consonant. That's because the syllable must fit into the square box. In order for it to fit, vowels with a vertical shape go next to the consonant, to its right. Vowels with a horizontal shape go below it. Now read number 11.
Ho. Ho.
The block in number 12 has three letters in a vertical column. Try to read it.
Don. Don.
13.
Hera. Hera.
14. Remember that each block begins with a consonant.
Hago.
15.
Kobe. Kobe.
16.
Remo. Remo.
The letter in number 17 represents a sound somewhat like oo, as in tune. Notice that it looks like a capital letter T, or like an inverted version of the Korean letter O. Repeat number 17 after the speaker.
Oo. Oo.
Try to read number 18.
Do. Do.
Number 19.
구부. 구부.
20.
소주.
This is the end of lesson 3. This is reading lesson 4. Read number 1.
문. 문.
2.
감사. 감사.
3.
맥주. 맥주.
Number 4 begins with the Korean letter
치읓.
It sounds like ch, as in church. Try to read number 4.
추.
Notice that this letter is like the
치읓,
which is between a ch and a j sound, but it has a short line over the top. The addition of a horizontal line means that the consonant is more aspirated. It's pronounced with an extra puff of air. Keeping this in mind, read number 5.
촘. 촘.
Now read number 6.
좀. 좀.
Did you hear the difference between numbers 5 and 6? It's difficult for English speakers to perceive, but it does exist, and with practice you'll learn to distinguish between the two. Repeat 5 and 6 together after the speaker.
좀, 좀. 좀, 좀.
Number 7.
치두. 치두.
In number 8, you see a new letter. The sound is a little like aw in awful. Repeat this new vowel sound after the speaker.
Aw. Aw.
Now try to read number 9.
Caw. Caw.
Number 10.
Mok.
11.
단어.
The lower letter in number 12 is another new vowel. It sounds like the U in put, but it's more drawn out. Repeat after the speaker.
M. M.
Now try to read number 13.
S. S.
Now try number 14.
모르. 모르.
Number 15.
저는
Number 16 shows another new letter,
기억,
which sounds like the letter K. It's the first letter in number 16. Try to read it.
커
This letter K looks and sounds similar to the
기억,
which you've already learned. In number 17, repeat the pair after the speaker, noticing how the addition of the horizontal line changes the sound.
커
Now read number 18.
곰
19. Here the
기억
is in the initial position. Note its change in appearance. Try to read number 19.
그추
Try number 20.
조금
This is the end of lesson 4. This is reading lesson 5. Read number 1.
천천
Number 2.
는 좀
3.
커서
Adding a line to a letter causes a sound change. When you add a line to a vowel, it's like putting a Y in front. To practice this change, first read the vowel in number 4.
A.
Now look at number 5. It's the same as number 4, but with an extra line. This creates a new vowel that sounds like ya, as in Yahoo. Read number 5.
Ya.
Now try number 6.
캬지.
7.
혀추.
Now look at number 8. It shows the letter A preceded by a new letter,
이응,
which looks somewhat like a zero with a little stem on top. When it begins a syllable block, this letter is silent. Try to read number 8.
A.
Remember that in written Korean, a syllable cannot begin with a vowel. However, a number of words begin with a vowel sound. In such cases, the silent consonant
이응
has to appear first in the block. Now read number 9. Note the H-O combination in the second block.
아홉
Now repeat number 10 after the speaker.
강
Here the
이응
appears last in the syllable block. When it's at the beginning of a block, it's silent. But when it appears at the end, it changes the sound of the preceding vowel to an ng sound, as in sing or song. Now you read number 10.
강
Number 11 is the name of a district in Seoul. Read number 11.
종로
Number 12
오늘
Number 13 shows another new letter. It looks like the O, but with an extra line. Remember that adding a line is like putting a Y in front. With this in mind, try to read number 13.
Yo. Yo.
Try number 14.
Cho. Cho.
15.
해요. 해요.
The first letter in number 16 is the
T.
It looks like an English capital E, but it represents the sound of the letter T. Repeat number 16 after the speaker.
탈. 탈.
Try number 17.
태. 태.
Number 18 begins with a similar sound that you've already learned. Read number 18.
대.
Notice that the first letters in numbers 17 and 18 are similar in both sound and appearance. Once again, it's the extra horizontal line that creates the difference. Read 17 and 18 together, repeating after the speaker.
대. 대. 태, 대.
Now read number 19.
티조, 티조.
20.
아니요, 아니요.
This is the end of lesson 5. This is reading lesson 6. Read number 1.
는요. 는요.
2.
토지. 토지.
3.
충분. 충분.
4.
갸쳐. 갸쳐.
Number 5 shows a new vowel. Repeat it after the speaker.
에. 에.
This vowel is also a combination of two other vowels. You can tell by the two vertical lines. Again, however, it has its own unique sound and is a letter in its own right. Try to read number 6.
네. 네.
Now try number 7.
하세요. 하세요.
In number 8, the first letter is
쌍기역.
Or double,
기역.
As you've learned, as a single letter, the
기역
varies between a K and a G sound, depending on its position in the word. Doubled, it has more of a G sound. Repeat number 8 after the speaker. Pay attention to the pronunciation.
깨. 깨.
Read number 9.
캐. 캐.
Now read numbers 8 and 9 together after the speaker.
깨, 캐. 깨, 캐.
In number 10, notice how the vowel below the double K divides it in half. Read number 10.
꽃에, 꽃에.
Number 11. In this combination, the third letter
비읍
sounds somewhat like an M. Try it.
씁니까? 씁니까?
In number 12, notice how the first two syllables blend together. Number 12 is a word you should recognize. Try it.
레스토랑 레스토랑
Number 13 shows a new vowel. It's a combined vowel that is the second letter in number 12 with an extra line added. Try to read number 13.
예 예
Number 14.
예요 예요
Number 15 is two words, each consisting of two blocks. Read number 15.
저기예요. 저기예요.
The first letter in number 16 is the
P.
It sounds like the English letter P. Listen and repeat.
폐. 폐.
Read number 17.
팔 팔
Notice the similarity in both sound and appearance to the
비읍,
which you see in number 18. Read number 18.
발
Now repeat numbers 17 and 18 together after the speaker.
팔 발 팔, 발.
Read number 19.
커피, 커피.
Number 20 is a word taken from English. Here the first letter will sound like an SH. Try to read number 20.
쇼핑. 쇼핑.
This is the end of lesson 6. This is reading lesson 7. Read number 1, which is a word taken from English.
Hotel. Hotel.
Number 2.
포피에. 포피에
3
아니에요 아니에요
4
까지 까지
In number 4 you saw the double letter
쌍기역
Number 5 has another double letter The
쌍디귿
or double
디귿.
Repeat number 5 after the speaker.
대 대.
The double letter is closer to the D sound. Now you read number 5.
대.
Read number 6.
대 대.
Now repeat numbers 5 and 6 after the speaker. Try to note the difference between a double
디귿
and an initial single one.
대, 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 대.
In number 7, notice how the double consonant is split by the vowel below it. Try to read number 7.
또 또
Number 8
딸 딸
In number 9, you'll see another new vowel. It's like the vowel that sounds like aw, but with an extra line. Try to read this vowel sound.
여 여
Read number 10.
다녀 다녀
11.
명동 명동
Try number 12. It's a common greeting.
안녕하세요. 안녕하세요.
Number 13 has another new combination vowel. This one combines the character for O with the character that sounds like E. Again, however, it has its own sound. Repeat this sound after the speaker in number 13.
왜? 왜?
This letter appears again in number 14. Remember that all syllable blocks begin with a consonant and are followed by a vowel. Read number 14.
괴 괴
Number 15 is similar, but notice how the initial letter, the
쌍기역
is split by the vowel. Try to read number 15.
괴 괴
Now read number 16.
When.
In number 17, you see a new vowel. It's the same as the one that sounds like oo, but with an extra line. Try to read number 17.
You.
Now read number 18.
Fusion. Fusion.
As you do these lessons, you will hear some variation in the pronunciation of the characters. Sounds are affected by the letters that surround them. The same is true in English. For example, think of the O sounds in or, off, oven. Now read number 19. Be careful, the
리을
has an L sound here.
절규 절규
In number 20, the last letter is just barely pronounced, if at all. Read number 20.
만육 만육
This is the end of lesson 7. This is reading lesson 8. Read number 1.
또랑, 또랑.
2.
여기, 여기.
3.
되고, 되고.
4.
6천. 6천
Number 5 introduces another new combination vowel. This one combines the letters O and A. Together they sound like wa in wander. Try to read number 5.
Wa Wa
Try number 6.
와요 와요.
7.
꽈리. 꽈리.
At first, it may seem difficult to distinguish some of these combined vowels from the single ones. To help with this, keep in mind that in written Korean, two vowels cannot occur next to each other. Words must begin with a consonant, and then vowels and consonants must alternate. Now try to read number 8.
화전 화전
Now look at number 9, which has a new vowel combination. This letter combines the vowel with the a sound with the letter u. The new combined vowel sounds a little like the wa in walk. Try to read number 9.
我我
Now read number 10.
고마워고마워
Look at number 11. When the letter S comes before the E vowel, it sounds like an SH. The word in number 11 is the name of an American city. Try it.
Washington. Washington.
Number 12 shows a new double letter, the
쌍비읍
or double
비읍.
Remember that the single letter varies between an English P and B depending on its position in the block. As a double letter, it sounds more like a B. Try to read number 12.
Ba. Ba.
Look at number 13. Remember that each syllable block must fit into an imaginary square box. Therefore, when the
쌍비읍
is placed over a horizontal letter, it can be wider to fill out the box. Placed next to a vertical letter, it must become narrower in order to fit. With this in mind, read number 13.
뽀빠이 뽀빠이
Read number 14 after the speaker. Listen to the difference between the double and single
비읍 바빠서 바빠서
Now you read number 14.
바빠서
Number 15. Be careful, the top of the second block is not a double letter, but rather a consonant and a vowel.
두 병 두 병
Number 16 contains another new combined vowel. It sounds a little like way, as in the name Wayne, but shorter. Repeat it after the speaker.
왜 왜
Now you read number 16.
왜
Number 17 through 20 are all cognates, or words taken from English. See if you can guess their meanings. Try number 17.
웨이터 웨이터
That was waiter. Now read number 18.
웨이브 웨이브
Number 18 was wave. Read number 19.
Highway. Highway.
Did you guess that one? It means highway. Now try number 20. It's the name of a famous street in New York.
Broadway. Broadway.
Number 20 means Broadway. This is the end of Lesson 8.